the Grand Inquisitor.
You fought well yesterday. Your style is unorthodox.
The Grand Inquisitor.
Think about it, bro. But man, you know what? Fuck. And only keep your motherfucking kids away from single mamas. If your kid ain't got no kids. Now I will say this, Sly.
Sly, but what if the boy got kids by another girl, Sly?
I'm first one. I think that's the perfect match for Boom Quita with kids. It is Ray Ray that got kids, but I think that's the perfect. That's the perfect guy for her because he already got kids.
I agree.
He can take his kids and her kids and they can squish them together.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch.
In one house.
Yeah.
I don't think nothing's wrong with that. Actually, I think that's great. That's the way it should go.
Yes, I agree.
No way in fucking hell that none of my kids that ain't got kids is hooking up with somebody that got motherfucking kids. I will burn down heaven and earth. I will burn it down. I will burn both down to the ground.
So that means you're not going to be at the wedding?
No. There ain't going to be a wedding. There ain't going to be one.
You know, you're going to be that dad, huh?
I rebuke you, Sly. I rebuke
you. They was really going after you.
Bruh, yes.
Are you kidding me?
The men, the women I expected, but the men were especially going hard on me. Yeah, I ain't never forgot that shit, bruh. I ain't never forgot that shit.
Did they watch the video?
This happened. It was just like the video had started making its rounds. People had just started catching on to it and everything and whatnot. So, even now, still. You know, even after the video and the court case, you know.
No, look, go ahead. I'm listening.
And So they still support that dude, you know. So Nick.
I say live and let live. I don't care. But I forgot. Remember because I was at one place because I got shit everywhere. And I told you at the Remington semi-automatic shotgun. That's it. That's a Remington.
Oh, yo, I got a question for you. That's right. Someone had a question for you as far as the weapons. Let me find.
Yeah, that's a Remington. And I got my got my bucks on. Ooh, going the wrong way. Got my bucks there and my slugs there.
Damn it, where is
this? This is a Remington.
I'm gonna find it. Okay, so this is from last week's show. Eight Wind Eagle wanted to know, as a cop, I was trained to hold the light away from my body. So why the light on a pistol or rifle? Doesn't this bring fire on one's position plus the extra weight of both the laser and the light?
No, the laser and the light don't weigh shit.
Okay.
I mean, it weighs next to nothing. Bruh, this light don't weigh shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It don't weigh nothing. You won't even know it's there. Number one. Number two, now every police department have their own training doctrine on how they hold their flashlight with their side on.
Mm-hmm.
Some do this like that.
Yeah.
That way. I remember the old school cops that doing the big mag light days. Remember that big
giant mag light? Yep.
They would do it. They would hold it next to their head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like flashlights that click because the same thing in the military. We don't like click on flashlights. Where you can hit that button as hard as you want, Sly. When you let it go, it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you want. Just a monetary. In the movies, you see this shit.
Yeah.
That's Hollywood. Sly, when we go in, just like on my rifle, on my AK, I got a switch. I don't have to hit my flashlight. I have a switch. It's right next to the trigger. And I just hit it with my finger. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, because the only thing I'm doing is light it up. And because the thing is, when the light goes out, Sly, I'm not there anymore.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the way it is. Now, when you're doing this with your hand, dude, the flashlight and you using it however you use it, dude, they know you're there. They're not looking for you. You're looking for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, you're not sitting somewhere like this. You're the bad guy and you waiting on somebody to come get you. That's not it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The guy with the flashlight is the guy that's looking for you. Sly, do yourself a favor. Matter of fact, I'll buy you one. Get you an old, because this is the old style. Surefire.
Okay.
This is a 6P.
Okay.
Okay. You can get these on eBay. They starting to dry up a little bit. But they've been out a long time. I remember showing y'all my camouflage one, my olive drab one that I carried that thing to been to 3 combat zones and it still worked. But here's the thing. Also on eBay, buy a LED. I'll send you links.
Okay.
Take out the incandescent bulb. And put in an LED. It's a hell of a lot brighter. And the thing I love about a Surefire, it works. There's no clicky cap to break. You're not going to leave it on accidentally, Sly.
Okay.
You press the button, it come up. As soon as you let it go, it's out.
Okay.
Now, if you need me, because see how the heads are flat?
Mm-hmm.
Like you need to lay it down, like you need to shine it on something. If you turn the end all the way on, then it'll stay on.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you're not accidentally, and I got one. I got a bright one. I got a diffracted lens one. I carry because 2 is 1 and 1 is none. I'm sorry. And you'll get so used to carry. You don't feel your flashlight. I mean, you don't feel your phone. You don't remember taking your phone with you when you left the house, but you did.
Right, right, yeah.
You don't remember taking your wallet, but you did.
Right.
You don't even remember tying your shoes, but you. Yes, I guess I did. They're tied.
Yeah.
It becomes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got one everywhere. It's one in every. Light is a lot of thing that people get jacked up behind light. Walk right into a damn bad situation. Get into their car, walking around their car. Motherfucker right around their car and you ain't see them. You know what I'm saying? Dude, these normally you find these on eBay. This, you can get a new Surefire. They high dollar. I got a couple. But this is the original 6P. It's all aluminum. Dude, you can run it over. You can drop it. It can get wet. That thing could be 20 years old, and you can call Surefire and say your tail cap messing up, and guess what they're going to do? Ask you what your address is. They ain't asked for no receipt. They don't ask nothing. And the thing, like I said, but the thing is, it's monetary. You ain't got to worry about, as soon as you take your thumb off of it, it's off.
Okay.
Get you the LED, the one change from incandescent to LED, you just unscrew it, you know, in the bulb, and you know, the whole thing, the reflector, the whole thing, it comes as one piece.
Mm.
And you put that in. You got a multi-$100 flashlight for less than $100.
Okay.
That performs. This Surefire 6P performs just as well as this through night. This right here, bro, this is a $200 flashlight. This is $80. Well, with the between, I think I got the lighting element because we all been doing that. It's like $10.
Okay.
And the body is normally like $45. And that's it, bro. You'll never, unless you know why you will have to buy another one, because your old lady didn't took it or you lost it. That's the only way you will have to buy another Surefire.
All right.
Cool. No, I mean, if you got anything else you want to, tactically you want to leave with the people before we get out of here.
Oh, and the people, man, I think I'm going to go get a license to get a gun. Dude, you too late.
It's too late.
You're too late. If you don't have one, you too late. You're too late. I've been telling people that for years. You're too late.
Triple I bug, 16 pellets slide. 16 pellets express slide. You know what express mean? It's coming to you in a hurry, slide. Man, I can't believe they're attacking you over that bullshit.
Yeah, man. Oh shit, man! They were on me. Piranhas.
Okay. And keep you a case. You put the loops. It can go on your belt. You can put it on your Molly gear, and keep your spare shells, and keep them in there. Keep them in strips. I keep the Velcro strips. Because when you bam, 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 and you refill, you know, you reload it. Yes, this motherfucker is loaded and it's full. And you reload it when you run out, because on our Molly gear, we got these strips, right? Mm.
Okay, nice.
And literally on my chest rig, I got these. I got two of these. I got six of these. And when you pull it off, stick you another one on. Get back in the game.
Back in it. We got a question. What is the best sights for the AR-15?
There ain't no best sights for AR-15. Everybody's different. You can ask 10 shooters and you'll get 10 different answers.
You sure will. Okay, next question. How do you feel about the stiletto shotgun rounds?
It's a gimmick.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because it is. Show me what military force or a real SOCOM unit that uses it.
Okay.
They don't. It's a gimmick. That other shotgun round that got a slug and three pellets in it, so it's like a buck slug. It's a Zeiss or Leopold. Yes. There you go. Yes, you can add Canon to that list too. You can add Nikon to that list too. And just like then, you get guys like us that shoot with a mil dot reticle versus guys that you use a cross T reticle. We shoot mil dots because we're trained. We can range. We don't even though I got a range finder. Even if it's malfunctioned or on the fly, if you know what you're doing, you can range a vehicle or a person or anything by your mil dot reticle. Because your average male height is this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How much of the reticle is he taking up? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So then, all right, I put him up here, and he's in between mil dot number one and number two. Oh, well, he didn't see my show last week. He didn't see us last week. Go back and watch it.
You definitely have to go back and watch last week.
His answer, go to that show and your answer you will find. Yes, I have a shotgun and a rifle in every office. Yes, I do. At least one. I got at least one pistol. One shotgun and one rifle at every location. Yes, I do. And I got them in my, and I got a crank off. I got a crank off and spare mags for that. And they use the same mags as the AK and a pistol and on me at all times. I keep, you know what a crank off is, right?
I do. Yeah.
I got a crank off in my truck.
All right, big dog. I ain't gonna hold you. Shit, 3 hours. We did good.
Yeah, but did we? So this thing is dead, right?
No. It's dead to me. I'm not gonna. I'm sure the videos are coming about me and They got content for next week just based off.
Then let them have it.
Let them have, yes, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. You know, like
the person that came at me, well, you know, what do I gotta say about it? Because Sly accused him of raping a chick. And I'm like, No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And you hang with Sly. You were in Quiffa. And this, that, and other. I'm like, look, man, I'm about ready to go Saint Michael on you and shit, man. Cut it out, dude. I said, they tell him Saint Michael. I said, well, you're a Christian, ain't you? Yeah. You know, Saint Michael is the one that killed. He the one that killed the devil, right?
That's right. That's right.
Played the devil. I said, but every picture you see of Michael, he's
long flowing hair. Yeah, it's all smiles and giggles and shit. Yeah.
That motherfucker kill you. Well, hell, look at a kid. Look at every picture a statue you ever seen of Achilles. And they all said, they said Achilles was fair. And what they call fair is femme, like, you know, the fair lady.
Yeah.
Jessica.
I think Brad Pitt was the best.
Yeah, Samantha Fair. Yeah. Fair means you're, yeah, the prince, Philip the Fair, the one that, you know, for the Knights Templar that sent the army out to get the Templars. Mm-hmm. Philip the Fair was Philip the Bell. Because in French, belle means pretty,
right?
Southern belle. Yeah. You know what the down in the slave, that, you know, the Southern belle and shit. Mm-hmm. She, belle is fair. Fair means pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, like I said, yeah.
Let them have it.
We are on to bigger and better things, you know. Because truth is going to be like, nigga, if you go back to that shit. And I don't want to get waterboarded, so
he's sitting there. He just sitting there with a bottle of water.
Wait, I know. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I be getting emails. Motherfuckers be like, yo, so-and-so wants to debate you. So-and-so wants to debate you. I will not be on your mantelpiece.
I turn them down.
I'm not going to be your first W. You're not going to get W off of me.
The thing is, I said, dude, I told this one dude, I said, you really want to debate a guy on business and you don't own a business. And you want to debate a guy that owns three businesses, two and a half. But
and then they got the nerve to tell you they don't want your business.
Yeah, right. Here's the latest slide. I'm a sellout for selling my store in the hood and not staying there and putting up with the abuse from the niggas on the east side of San Antonio.
Let the purge begin, please.
And I'm like, so I gave them everything. I gave, you know, you're not treated bad here. Man, shit, man. Motherfucking Habibi got them bitches 3 for 99 cents. They're 3 for $1. 1 penny. 1 penny. How come you don't sell 40 ounces in this bitch? Because I sell beer, but when I don't sell 40 ounces. I never did, Sly.
I can't even imagine the bullshit you went through, bro. I can't even imagine.
I used to open and close my own store. Oh, and here the thing. I hired 3 single black females with children.
How'd that work out?
3. 2 of them, once I got them to my way of thinking, one of them, me and her still friends to this day.
Oh, that's cool.
She's a good person. She's accepted her lot in life.
Oh, good.
She's
okay.
Accepted that I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I am where I'm at. You know what I mean? Rigsby in Pecan Valley. Rigsby in Pecan Valley. That was my store. Because I say that to y'all. Y'all like, what the fuck is that? But he's in San Antonio, so he
knows. Yeah.
And it's a rough hood. But dude, there was nothing else there. So I saw it. I saw it as twofold, Sly.
Mm-hmm.
Give a store. selling the shit that they buying anyway. You know, now I don't sell drug paraphernalia. You can't buy glass dicks and, you know what I mean? And you can't buy that shit there.
You got, but, any, you got any of those glass dicks? You got any of those glass dicks?
Going to antenna missing on my damn Suburban. Where's my antenna, man?
Wow.
So, got all that shit. Got your hood sodas and your regular soda. Mm. Some motherfuckers just buy hood soda. You know the hood sodas. Mr. Pibb, you know, and whatnot.
Shit out of that. I love Mr. Pibb. Oh my god. Love Mr. Pibb. Man.
Yeah, he said don't forget the scratching. Yeah. But man, the thing is, I kept the fuckery away. My store was a safe place. You could come to my store, buy shit. And you ain't have to work through a pack full of niggas standing out front. Because okay. I walk outside. No. I ain't even got to say no. They already know. RC Cola. Thank you.
Jeez. We old as fuck.
Man, but I love RC Cola.
RC's good. Oh, it's good. Cold. It's good. But shit.
Yeah. When it's cold, it got to be cold too for RC. Dude, the hood sodas. And then blue soda, and they always call it something. Man, I ain't never seen no raspberry blue. Why ain't they call it blueberry? But I got that. You got the regular chips. You got everything. You got the regular candies. The kids can come in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody, you ain't have to worry about that. The old people started coming when they realized that I kept. You know what I'm saying? So now they ain't got to go all the way to Rigsby and W.W. White to the Stop and Go to get little bullshit. They can get it right here at my store.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nobody hanging, waiting outside for you to get robbed. Because here's the thing. They know everybody, because me, Carvin, and Kevin, my two partners in crime that I built with, we all shooters. They know this. When I come to open up the store in the morning to slide the grate up, I got my crank off hanging on my sling around my neck. How fast you think that shit went through the motherfucking east side? And here my truck, the pickup truck I was driving in, got the cross cannons on the back window, the full size of the window, United States Army Field Artillery Corps. Got my jump wings over here, my assault wing, or my Pathfinder torch in the middle above my fucking cross cannons. They figured that I don't know what all that shit mean on the back window of his truck, but I got a funny feeling I don't want to fuck with him. You know what I mean? But, bruh, I had to let it go. They would rather walk. Man, I'm telling you, Sly, I done had dudes. Man, fuck you, nigga. I'm going to tell everybody in this motherfucking shit. Don't buy shit from them niggas. Nigga, you just as bad as them motherfucking Arabs up the street. Except I ain't telling you hurry up and buy and get your black ass out my store. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. You ain't got to worry about getting jumped outside my store. Good luck at trying to rob somebody in this store. You gonna get shot.
Mm-hmm.
So which store would you rather your kids stop at and get a bag of chips, Sly?
Which store would you rather they go to, Sly? The ones where the ones down there going pew, 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 shoot them up, bang, bang, Sly? Or the one that got that big old coon, nigga? He's a coon. But he's a coon, Sly.
Are you kidding? Dude, I saw my partner wanted it. Him, his chick, put the package together. He knew what it was worth because he helped me build it.
Yeah.
He labored. He just labored. It was my money, but he helped paint. You know, he helped tear out to make the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? He helped. You know, I couldn't have done it without him. I really couldn't. So why should I sell it to anybody else besides the man that helped me, that gave me his sweat?
Gotcha.
I've been knowing him since the eighth grade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He still got it down. He still got it. But he was smart. Guess what he got two packies running it.
Smart.
Guess what? I bet you they ain't going in there Mr. Motherfucking Packy Motherfucking Man. What the fuck is this shit, man? Fuck you gonna... Oh, wait a minute. Where's that black coon dude? He don't work here no more. I ain't run into this store. Okay, well, man, give me three of them for a dollar then. Because, you know, they get humble. Why they... Sly, answer me that. Why do they get humble against the ones that they claim that hate them? Why? Why? How many times you see motherfuckers saying, look at the shit they sell us in these bodegas. It's old expired food. And the shit is bad. And the motherfucking soda is watered down and shit.
The worst part is they go against the Quran and selling pork and swine and shit.
And alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes. But why? Okay. But why you want to rear up against me? A dude that'll help you. Them motherfuckers won't help you. Everybody that I hired at that store lived in that neighborhood.
Well, okay.
I put money in this hood.
Okay, final question for the night. Are we predisposed?
Uh-oh. Why are you going to do this?
You took it there.
Shit. Okay.
You want to show up with goddamn guns and shit? Well, no. Since you want to show up with goddamn firearms and arsenals and shit, well, okay then. God damn it. Shit.
Oh, okay. Ask the question, damn it.
Are we predisposed to see each other as the enemy? Nick, how many times have you walked and there's a store and you see four or five of us right in front of the fucking entrance or off to the side and you're already like, they could be PhD candidates, but you know what? Doesn't even matter. Like, I just see niggas.
Them niggas. Them niggas. Look, you got black people and you got niggas. And like Chris Rock said, there's a civil war that got to be fought. And it's between blacks and niggas. But, and niggas got to go.
Are blacks losing the civil war?
Benjamin, we sorry, bro. We're going to about ready to close it down. You're going to have to
take back what you said about, oh, this is the guy.
He take back what he said about, okay, that's good, bro. That takes character.
This guy, oh, you know what? I don't even feel like being petty. I don't even know why the fuck he's over here.
Let me go ahead. So you take back what you said.
I'm the one that got you. See,
dude, look at the restream, and you can find your answer
that way.
You want it.
Let me help you out.
Why? Why do people do that?
I don't know. See, this is what I'm saying.
Huh?
No, but so we're predisposed to see each other, and are we losing the war to niggas?
Are we losing the predisposed? I want to say more like force fed. Again, your daddy ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. And if your mama was here, I'd tell your mama that you ain't shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how do you thrive in that? How?
You don't.
Okay, you gotta be like what's his name? You know, when after they was at the park, what you looking at, nigga? You tell me, and they what? Put the gun away, fairs on, and they all left. And boys in the hood, and he, man, fuck this. I'm getting the fuck out of L.A. Remember when fuck this shit, man. And then the cop threatened him. You know, little nigga like you, I could blow your motherfucking head off. I hate niggas like you. Then find out it wasn't them and let them go. Remember that shit?
What was the cop in? He pulled the gun on. Oh, you think you tough?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. Here's a all that shit flowed out of him when that motherfucker was in his face. What?
That wasn't acting.
And that tear rolled down his face, and you see his partner Morris Chestnut, but Ricky. Ricky on the other side of the car, and he looking like,
wait a minute. You know what the fucked up part, Nick? I was happy Ricky got shot. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because the mama played favorite with Ricky.
Against Doughboy.
Against Doughboy. And it was Doughboy, as they got older, that kept Ricky safe. And nobody acknowledged Doughboy. Doughboy was the reason Ricky was able to get as far as he got in the hood because of the strength of Doughboy. Yes.
He kept everybody off. Yes. Of.
And when they got into the fight outside, she slapped him. What you hit me for? What you hit me for? That's the protector. He's the one that's going to make sure the nigga gets to USC if you let him do his job.
But she wouldn't let him do his job.
No,
then
exactly.
The boy got killed anyway.
So I was happy Ricky got shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, with this, you put it that way. So now she's childless, yeah. And she's free to gallivant all she wants.
That's right. Because remember, at the end of the movie, Doughboy got killed. And
yeah, that's what he said. Two weeks later, he was killed or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did she sell the 63 Impala with the hydraulics, or did Mama just keep driving around
I'm sure she sold that shit.
Probably for a song and a dance.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, Doughboy was okay with being the goon enforcer for Ricky. He understood his position.
Yeah.
And he had no problem with that. But Ricky didn't respect that. Ricky took him for granted.
Well, everybody took him like Mama did.
Yeah. Everybody took Doughboy for granted. You needed a Pookie and Ray Ray. Right. Right. Yes. Pookie was going to keep the educated lame safe.
But then you fucking, but see, then you got them niggas like Ferris and shit. See, fuck you looking at, nigga. I mean, look, man, you know Ferris State is in Michigan and Ferris Avenue is in Detroit.
Yes.
They must have got that name for him for that movie from them Ferris ass niggas and shit, man. They everywhere. But the thing is, you sell it, but man, you selling dope to your own people. Yep. He got his football back and that dude punched him in the stomach.
That's right.
He said, man, as soon as I get a gun, I'm gonna kill that motherfucker.
Kill that nigga. That's right.
Yeah. But Sly, the current crop can't be fixed.
No, I agree.
Male or female.
I agree.
They can't be fixed.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say something is unpopular, bro. And I know you ain't down with it.
We've been saying unpopular shit all night. Don't stop now, shit. Don't stop now, Nick.
Oh, you already know.
Did y'all hear what Nick said at the end of Sly's chat? He said that black dudes that's trying to do better needs to stop fucking with us. Ain't this a trip? Who gonna take care of little Darrell and little DD?
How about little Darrell and little DD's motherfucker? How about stop raw jumping motherfucking dudes that you just fucking for fun? How about that?
Okay.
How about that?
I'll do you one better.
You gotta breed them out, dog.
I believe.
You got to breed them out.
You're right.
But how do you breed them? You can't breed them out by breeding in your hood. You can't, because the only thing you're going to do is perpetuate what you already got. You done made another Pookie, another Darrell. Why is it a Darrell in every
And you need the government. Then only the,
did they misspell Darrell? I mean, what the fuck?
Then the only salvation is the government. They would have to come in and say, we're going to decentivize everything. That's the only way. If the white man says, you know what? Enough is enough. We're going to stop this shit. They're the only ones that can stop it. Let's be honest.
How? The government? The government is part of the problem.
Exactly. So if they wanted to curb or set things up for the future generations to end this shit.
I remember the corner on HBO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're the
Baltimore, wasn't it?
Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah.
Body more. But they're the only ones that could stop this. Honestly.
How? I don't get it.
He's gonna
keep Pookie from shooting Ray Ray and keep Mook Mook from knocking up Lolo Keisha.
Okay.
And then he going to jail for child support and giving Lolo Keisha a check for the motherfucking kids.
So you can do it through finances. You can either punish them or reward them. You punish them for bad choices and reward them for good choices. So for every kid they don't have, or you reward them with monetization. For every bad choice, you punish them financially.
Hey,
you
can kill me.
What do you think? Wait, you can't bring up. Okay. Oh my God. He said 3 letters. A fucking year. That's a fucking lot. Oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God. Oh, we're the biggest. We're the biggest.
You ought to know Detroit is. You know that, right?
Oh my God. We are so going to be the biggest coons ever. Ever.
They talk about me anyway, and I'm watching a stream because I'm just lurking. I just because somebody sent me a text. Man, were you up near a computer? I said, yeah, go to this person's stream. I don't watch them. No, they talking about me. And I go on it. Yeah. Now I don't know who he is. Okay, then why should anybody with any sense listen to anything else you got to say about me? You say, you know what I'm saying? Now I don't know who Sly is, but I hear he swallowed live dolphin. Or what? You know what I mean? But how come none of his employees come on videos with him?
The fuck?
They ain't got nothing to do with this shit. Yeah, so I'm going to get whites and Mexicans to sit behind me while I'm talking about whites and Mexicans. Even though I'm not talking about whites. But you know what I'm saying.
I was going to... No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but then... This is... And then, because where you are... And I don't know. I guess somebody's letting him do videos in their places, because just about every time he in 3-4 different places... So I done broke into somebody's office, turned on their computer. They got a microphone and a camera, and I'm broadcasting from somebody else's businesses. You know, because you can, well, you know where I'm at by the backgrounds, that when my backgrounds change. That makes no, but the thing is, they I'm watching this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't shit. I was a soldier in the white man's army, so I'm definitely ain't shit. Yeah, ain't shit motherfucker that didn't put no bastard kids out, raised all his kids from diapers to the door, you know, to college and the military and everything else. Not a drain on society. This is why you guys are despised. We need haters, though. How Scarface say, you need people like me so you can point the finger. That's the bad guy right there. Oh yeah, he's leather. Yeah, I'm from Detroit, so I don't know no better. Right? You know, that's the way they. It's crazy. But the thing is, these other chicks is cold. They were co-signing it. Now, do they really believe what she was saying? I think no. Know why I think they is co-signing what she's saying? Because this nigga talks about the fuckery we do. But, Sly, how come they don't never say nothing about when I talk about the fuckery that the dudes do? They okay with that. Please take your time, Pastor. Take your time. You know, I'm cool then when I'm talking about Pookie need to stop fucking with Ray Ray. Ray Ray need to stop selling man dope. All this other shit. You need to take care of your kids. How many times you said, if they your kids, you need to take care of them. I don't care what. I don't care if it was supposed to be a casual sex thing. Mm-hmm. If y'all was dating hardcore, if y'all was married, if y'all was engaged, or if you just had that every Thursday appointment with her ass, because mm-hmm. whatever, are you the child's father? If the answer is yes, then I say you should take care of the child. You should rear the child. Period.
Let me tell you how bad I've become, Nick. When I go to my daughter's school, when I go to
you mean you got worse? I mean,
yeah. I really, bro. When I go to my daughter's school,
I'm
sizing up the fucking kids. I'm looking at how their parents, the black kids. I'm looking at their mamas. I'm sizing all these fucking kids up, and I'm making judgments in my head about these kids and their parents and their mamas. Because I'm always the only dad. There's a couple Mexican dads. I'm the only black dad.
I was normally the only black dad when I went, because when my daughters, when we lived on the east side and they was going to Sam Houston High School, I hurried up and got them the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
We moved out with the evil white people. And everything's okay. Guess how many gunshots and fights and none.
Settle. But no, I kind of feel bad because I'm like, these are children. But now it's like, nah, I can't have y'all infected with the teeth. Basically, yeah. I've turned into that dad now. So I'm just like, fuck. It is what it is.
It's a sad place to be, though.
Yeah.
But how long is it gonna take for us to outbreed them?
Stop them right now. Stop their breeding right now, literally, and then have a whole new influx of the educated guys and the talented 10th going on a mad breeding spree for three to four generations.
Wait a minute. Let me look into this here. Now, listen to what you just said. That's the most coonish thing I've heard all night. You coon, and you and I should have known anywhere that Nick Taylor is, it's going to be some coonery going on. He's a world-class coon.
World-class.
Yeah, he's a world-class. If there was a coon award trophy, I'd have to cut it in half to give half to ABL and the other half to Nick Taylor. You know?
Dude, you know you're going to have the pushbacks from the ones who's going to say,
well, Sly, then you thin in the bloodline, Sly. You breeding out, Sly, because then they're going to have to go with us non-Lemon Quishas and Lolo Keishas, Sly. What about us, Sly?
I got the perfect answer for you. Remember Man of Steel? Zod and Jor-El are talking.
Yes.
Zod's like, look, give me the codex. So we can start brand new Krypton. Jor-El asks, well, who's going to pick the bloodlines? Zod's like, I will pick out. I will deem who's worthy. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
You got three generations. You would have to instantly just Thanos snap these motherfuckers off existence. And then you would have to very carefully, very choosily pick the best of the best. Only moving forward. What is it? What 300? They inspecting the baby. Any flaws? You off the cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna be a detriment to the team later on.
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen people. Oh, dude. I shot it. Remember the thing I texted you where the motherfuckers? Oh man, he old country clown ass nigga from in Texas and shit. He think he's smart, but he a clown. Dude. I'm not the smartest guy out here, but I'm smarter than you. I guarantee you that. But Sly, okay.
But still, Sly, that means that you're going to cut out the majority of us black girls, Sly. So you's a swirler. You may as well be my first stabber. You're going to cut us out, Sly. We don't like you no more. You's a goon. We going with the P.
Well, they was going with the P anyway. Yeah, so you was going with the P anyway. So what's...
Nick, they love that nigga. Do you understand? Nick, they love that nigga.
They love that nigga.
What do you do with a bunch of people that love a guy like that? Hold him in high esteem and high reverence. What do you do? What do you do with a bunch of people that look up to guys like that? What do you do?
I don't know. I truly don't know.
And like Roscoe said, it was the little humpback motherfucker that gave away their position through the hot gates. The little deformed nigga that couldn't.
Who?
Remember 300? It was the little deformed.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, the motherfucker, man! That sorry son of a bitch! You got it. Oh, man, he's sorry. You sorry motherfucker, you. That's a sorry motherfucker right there, bro. Sorry. Wait, sorry. Huh?
I'm sorry, who's sorry?
No, the little humpback.
Oh, yeah. Because remember, after he bought the Xerxes, and he said, now, you know, you got your little shit, and the dude felt bad. It's like, oh, it's too late. Now you done turn on your people. Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. That's what do you do with the humpbacks? What do you do with the humpbacks, dog?
You gonna leave us behind and you going with Becky and Bonita. What about us, Sly? That's all right. We get bottom shelf brand. We show you.
Man, you know what? Selective breeding is the only answer at this point. Yeah. We would have to be the only race of people that would have to practice openly selective breeding.
Boy, they don't say nothing. They talk about the ones that make it to the NBA and NFL, but notice most of the mixed kids got a mom and dad sitting in the bleachers.
We see it every draft.
You see mom and dad sitting in the bleachers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even Big Baller Brand, his retarded ass and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think he's goofy as all fucking get out, but you know, they got a solid, got a parental unit in place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But man, I done heard black chicks say they don't want to be married.
Then they don't get to breed. Sorry.
Yeah. And I know some with kids, you know, cause I remember when they were kids with my daughters. Now they still friends, but they got kids. My daughter don't, she like, well, I ain't married. I don't want no kids. I don't want no kids. So I get married. I want kids, but I want to be married first.
Right, right, right.
So my mom and dad was married first.
Yeah, there's certain minds that you have to punish severely to change the conditions and way in which we think and stuff like you have to punch. You would have to.
So why do they wait? How come they don't have the clairvoyance to look ahead and see what's ahead for the women that are them but are got 20 more years hanging on them? How come they don't have that clairvoyance to look at their auntie? To look at their, you know what I'm saying, they cousin, to look at they, whatever the fuck. Because then, now I don't do none of this internet shit. I be cracking up watching the thing with O'Shea, what the chicks be. I guess it's some kind of dating.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, he's hilarious. And hilarious.
I don't want that. Da-da-da. Kids, yes. Stop the show. Stop the show. You can stop right there. But then, you got that shit going. Now you're 38 with three kids by two different dudes. You know what I'm saying? And now the wall is in sight. You ain't hit the wall yet, but the wall is so close that you can see the mortar between the bricks. You know what I'm saying? And then look at some of them. You ain't taking care of yourself. I mean, look at how some of them is with the crazy weave, and you bigger than I am. But here's the thing. So what do you have to offer besides bad attitude, probably bad hygiene, and definitely no drive and bad eating habits?
Nothing.
So what's in it for me?
Nothing.
So I should indulge because
you shouldn't.
Thank you.
Yeah. The culture does not punish bad decision. It rewards bad decisions. Our culture rewards bad decisions.
Man, look what she done to my baby girl. Man, I had sat up there 2 hours.
That shit there, man. Oh, my God.
So, and? What did she tell him? And? What you gonna do?
See, that's the type of shit right there.
You just three gotta, kids. You just gotta, now, I don't know if all three of the kids is his, or if just the one who, we don't know that much. But yeah. We know she got, look at that chick. Look at that chick in that video. Somebody impregnated her 3 times. Holy cow, Sly. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, that also goes to the narrative. Like, you know, when I hear people complain about they can't find anybody, there's a lot of people out here fucking. Somebody's fucking these women that nobody wants.
You're right. You look at these motherfuckers. Horrible. Look at this, bro. She got kids.
Yeah.
Somebody fucking her.
Yeah. On the regular. And I'm sure she has 2 or 3 choices to choose from.
And then you have a nice looking chick. And she say, dudes don't approach me because they figure, you know, that they ain't got a chance. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a decent job. I ain't got no kids. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been to jail. None of this other shit. Man, Sly, I was surprised how many black females have been to jail.
Oh, bro, there's a group on Facebook.
Oh, I had no idea it was that bad.
And the federal prisons. And these are some good-looking women, Nick. These are some good-looking women. And they are in federal prison. They list their addresses so you can send them commissary and mail and stuff like it's a huge thing. These are some good looking.
And I bet you Simpzilla be sending them commissary.
Bro, listen, they ain't got nothing to worry about when they get out. They got a place to stay. Okay. There's niggas chomping at the bit to knock these women up. Chomping at the bit. Think about it.
Is that a plus or minus for us? As a man, as a whole, is that bad? Is that a bad thing?
It depends on your perspective.
I couldn't see me doing it, but I mean, the world, the black manosphere is bigger than me.
Well, let me be the devil's advocate.
I'm just a spoke in the hub.
If I came across a woman, I knew what her charges were. If it's like if it's a white collar crime or some shit, and she did like maybe 7-8 years, right? Think about it. She has low mileage on her body.
Very low mileage.
She has no kids. No, I would hope she spent the last 7-8 years getting book knowledge, law libraries, things of that nature, learning and reading, you know, advancing herself when she's ready to come out. She's a firecracker because she's got nothing but time to get better at whatever her craft is, right? I would entertain the risk because, hear me out, what am I getting?
DJ Long said, what are they in for? Asking for
exactly. If it's a white collar crime, some embezzlement, fraud shit, think about it. My risk is low with this woman. She's a fucking felon at the end of the day. What are you're not going to give me grief or problems. I got to call your parole officer. Yeah, bitch,
you're not a bank manager and shit, and that's what she went. You know, object right and shit. And you might not want to fuck with her.
Right, I'm just saying the risk.
Where my check at?
Huh? I mean, the risk for the man would be low. He's low because, like I said, she's not going to give him problems because she's on parole. She needs him. She will act accordingly. And if she's halfway decent about something about herself, she'll take the opportunity that you give her and make something out of herself because now she has something to prove when she gets out.
And I don't want to go back in that motherfucker no more.
Exactly. Some people come out so hell-bent on never going back. They shoot for the stars. You know?
And then some motherfuckers is institutionalizing to create a bullshit crime just to go back.
Fucking Chaz. Chaz is a fucking savage.
Savage.
What's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? This
23-hour work release.
Fuck. Oh my goodness.
Now just getting sucked from the next female in her pod. That's something else that you probably have to deal with.
Yeah. Ready to deal with the thing. Yeah, the bisexual thing. Yeah, but
because like, I ain't, no, Sly, no.
Me. Well, okay. For the guy that has nothing to lose, low risk, high reward.
Nah, that's not how it works. I don't know. Sly, this is... I didn't realize it was that bad. That it was that many chicks going to the pen.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot. Brother, it's a lot.
I'm living a sheltered life, apparently.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But there's a lot of good-looking young women doing time.
Dude, they building another... They said they couldn't expand on the wing down there in Beeville, the prison down there for women, so they building another entirely new prison. They can't expand that one no more. Now, That's how I found out.
Now, I guess the good thing is about this is now it's like, okay, it ain't just the brothers getting locked up. Now there's, you can say equality to a certain extent, like, well, now y'all getting locked up too. You know, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but.
No.
Yeah, you definitely will want to see how much time she has left or how long she's been in. You don't want a woman that's been institutionalized. Like anything more than 7-8 years, now it's like kind of dicey, you know.
Yeah, because the only life she knows is being in there.
And that's, you know, when you get out, you're used to a certain program, and then some people get out and they can't handle
I tried to hire a brother that done 19 years in the pen. I tried.
Yeah, because the moment you disturb his order, his routine, they can't handle it. Yeah. Outside the real world, there's no control. Everything's chaotic. You can't control that shit. Inside, you can set your own little routine every day.
By the thing I liked about him, he was a neat freak, and that was good with me.
Yeah,
but you couldn't. Nobody else say nothing to him outside of what he wanted to hear.
Yeah.
You can't shank everybody. You know what I mean?
That's another thing. The respect part of it. Yeah. If someone bumps into them and they don't say, excuse me, pardon me. Yeah. Because inside that could cost you your life. If you didn't check the guy that right then and there because everyone else is watching. They're like, okay, is he going to make the dude respect him? Is he going to get his respect? That's a huge fucking deal inside.
It's like, man, it's like animals. You're rats in cages.
Well, that's the thing. You're in an environment with predators, apex predators. Everyone's a predator, you know. It's like the Omaha wildlife shit. You got the meerkats all the way up to the fucking lions, and everyone's gotta find their place and survive. Don't ask me. I got through that because there was some nights I was in there. Ooh, this is bullshit.
But you wasn't there long, though.
No, I wasn't. But there were a lot of instances where I got tested, and a couple race riots. Man, I'm good. I tapped the fuck out. I'm like, no, I can't do. I ain't built for this shit. One and done. I learned my lesson. You know, and it's an environment that you would have to, you know, I can't put shit in words. Like, you can watch TV all day long and watch movies and shit.
I can imagine that's like me trying to actually explain what it's like being in the military.
Exactly. Combat situations, I'd be like, damn, that shit sounds, you know, scary as fuck. But, you know, I could never imagine.
Sly, as you got some battle under your belt, my husband wasn't crying.
Hey, no, true story. Like the first two nights, I was underneath my sheets. I was crying. I'm not gonna sit here in front of y'all.
Oh, that's mama. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, mama. No, don't be good.
That first two nights, I was under my sheets like.
Why am I here? I should be here.
Hey, I went through the 5 stages of grief. craziest thing. I went through the bartering and the pleading, and then it got to like acceptance and some other, you know, the five. I went through the five stages of grief, literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They say if they eat their food fast, they're either been in the military or prison. Dude, during range week, I'll leave it at this. It was so bad. We was eating so fast because the rifle range that we were supposed to use was fucked up for some odd reason. Uh-huh. And this unit is using that rifle range. And this unit is using that rifle range. And the only rifle range was left was old Sparky, a rifle range that they, it works, but it's just on the far end of the fucking post. Mm-hmm. At Fort, it is the last range. You know what I mean? Because the ranges have to be far apart because, you know, you don't want bullets, you know, flying into each other's shit. So, being that we had to go, that's the range we had to use, it takes longer to get there and longer to get back. Mm. So during rifle week, well, 2 weeks, we didn't get to sit down and eat. You went in with your tray and you went down the line and they put whatever the fuck it is, because sometimes y'all have bacon, sometimes sausage, you always have eggs. You're always going to have a hot cereal under the sheets and scary. I see rehabilitated people. you know, whatever. And they throw it on your tray.
Yeah.
And as they throw it on your tray, Sly, we're eating.
Yeah.
Walking. And you're eating it. Now they do it because they're trying to give y'all some time, even though they're rushing you. But you're eating as you're walking, and then your tray goes on the tray thing at the end for the KPs to clean up. You walk to the drink machine, and you can get your milk or orange juice or whatever the hell. They ain't even have time for coffee. We have coffee. Had coffee in the silver bullet, big old silver bullet, mm-hmm. at the range. Mm-hmm. You know, so y'all can drink coffee at the range. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But what no time to sit here and drink coffee. And you literally walked down the deal. You did not sit down. Eggs, I mean, and it's hot. But you, I mean, because you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
So you got to eat what you can. Dude, by day two, I had that shit down. Niggericious had it going on. God damn, Taylor. You look like you done this before, bud. You talking, you need to be eating, bitch. Just said nothing. Dude, we would eat off of other motherfuckers' plates. Motherfuckers couldn't eat no more. Because, dude, you burn so much energy in our, because you run it. And, man, we were, and motherfucker going to put that tray in. I see that sausage link on there. You know what I mean? Man, you lost your motherfucking mind. Dude, I'm telling you, it was like that for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, when we got to the machine gun thing, it was cool because we had a closer range. So we, you know, you couldn't sit there and bullshit, but you didn't have to, you know, mm-hmm. walk. You had a full 30 minutes for breakfast, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, done that for 2 motherfucking weeks, Sly. Y'all walk in. Hey, let's go get in there. Goddamn, get my... What the fuck are you doing? You know, eat, put it down. Eat. Chew. What the fuck are you looking at? What the fuck are you looking at? Keep moving. 2 weeks, Sly.
Nope.
And but now I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna thank y'all. Bye. I appreciate y'all for listening to me rattle. I got one question for you, Sly. Wait a minute. No, wrong one. Now, this is going to be a hard question for you, being you're such a coon. But what happened to Tyrone Muhammad?
Damn.
Heard from him?
No.
Any videos?
No.
Throwing bricks through windows?
Nope.
More, huh?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Any video? Any more videos popped up?
Nope.
I guess the picture with him around the shoulder of the police lieutenant that I put out. I mean, that somebody put out that I saw. You think that might have done him in a little bit?
Might have. Yeah.
So is the Korean, is the Chinaman store still, the nail store still open? Probably.
But you remember that Chinese store where they beat up the sister?
Yeah.
Lines out through the door.
Yeah, because they put weave half off.
That's right. Lines out the door.
Now, when he went back, the second video after they threw the brick in and they had the windows boarded up, the chick that was in front of him, going to get her hair done and had it picked out. Mm-hmm. And he spoke to her, you know, hey, Lisa. And, you know, she turned around like, hey, like, oh, shit, he recording. Man, Sly, that's a fine little motherfucker right there. After I tell Lee that, just leave it alone. He look at what Roscoe said. That bra was fine. She was. Bruh, I done the video on that shit. I done the redux on it. And I'm sitting there and I had to, wait a minute. That Sly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you don't say nothing because mama, why? You shut up. I ain't getting them, but answer what happened to him, Sly. What happened to him?
I don't know.
He has pictures of you two in his studio. But it's Sly's fault. He started fucking with me until I started hanging out with Sly. I should have known you two would have found a way to. What? Why are you calling me names? Why are you calling me names? But doing the virus, but. Where is I told you what did everybody tell me when I said that was a money grab?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Stage,
oh yeah.
Black female police officers pull up, no lights, no sirens,
yeah.
Right on cue,
mm-hmm.
All nice. He give his phone and his wallet to his homeboy, mm-hmm. Right, and get the talk, and they put the shit on him, and what did he get? He got what, 18 grand in a couple of days?
Yeah.
And then by the time it was all over with, he got almost 30 G's, bro.
Right. That's right.
But the thing, but see, Nick, being that you're a sellout and a coon, you don't understand what Brother Muhammad was doing. He was doing something more than you done with your little chicken shit store selling Kool-Aid and Barack Obama t-shirts.
And on that note,
bye.
My man, have a good night, bro.
Bye. You too. Y'all be good. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, everybody. I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Y'all have a good night. Peace.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Production.
On the wake up.